Hello, welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Kathy Garner, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button too. Well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Joining us is our expert in senior technology engagement, Benjamin Smith. Today, we're tackling an incredibly important topic, cybersecurity basics. Welcome, Benjamin.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here to discuss such a critical topic.
Let's start with the basics. What exactly is phishing, and why is it a significant concern for internet users today?
Phishing is a type of cyber attack where attackers attempt to deceive individuals into providing sensitive information, such as usernames, passwords, or credit card numbers. This is typically done through fraudulent emails, messages, or websites that appear to be legitimate. It's a significant concern because it can lead to identity theft, financial loss, and breaches of personal data.
That's alarming. What are some common signs that an email or message might be a phishing attempt?
Well, that's the trap. Trying to discern if an email, text, phone call, or letter is a fraud is a losing proposition. I have a simple rule, and it has two parts. First, any message that come from out of the blue, mean unsolicited, consider it bogus. The second part is that if the message concerns an account you have and are or is about your banking, follow it up with a contact method of your own. A number from your contact list, or going to a website you have bookmarked. Now, here is the important part. Never do anything that message wants you to do. Don't click on the link or call their number.
That's great advice. What should someone do if they suspect they've fallen victim to a phishing scam?
If you believe you've been phished, act quickly. Change your passwords immediately, especially for any accounts that may have been compromised. If you entered sensitive information, monitor your accounts for unusual activity and consider placing a fraud alert on your credit report. Additionally, report the phishing attempt to the relevant authorities or your email provider.
What resources are available for individuals looking to learn more about phishing and cybersecurity?
There are numerous resources available. Websites like the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, and Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, offer valuable information and tips on recognizing and reporting phishing scams. Additionally, many cybersecurity companies provide educational materials and tools to help users protect themselves.
What role does technology play in preventing phishing attacks?
Technology plays a vital role in prevention. Email providers often have built-in spam filters that detect and block phishing attempts. Additionally, using security software that includes phishing protection can help identify and block malicious websites. Multi-factor authentication is also a great way to add an extra layer of security to your accounts.
How can organizations protect their employees from phishing scams?
Organizations should implement regular cybersecurity training for employees to raise awareness about phishing threats. Conducting simulated phishing exercises can help employees recognize suspicious emails. Additionally, having robust security protocols, such as email filtering and incident response plans, can help mitigate the risks associated with phishing attacks.
As we wrap up, what final thoughts do you have for our listeners about staying safe from phishing scams?
Stay vigilant and always trust your instincts. If something seems off, it probably is. Regularly updating your passwords and using unique ones for different accounts can make it harder for attackers to gain access. Remember, it's better to be cautious than to act impulsively. Knowledge is your best defense against phishing scams.
Thank you for sharing your insights on phishing scams and cybersecurity. This has been an incredibly informative discussion on protecting ourselves online.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, www.talking-text.org, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Kathy Garner and Benjamin Smith. Music by Khadija Renee and Jim Holton.